Hey, welcome to the More Than Money podcast. This is Chris Burns. I hope you're having a great week. Banks are on my mind a lot right now. I've talked about them in a number of shows recently. It's almost the non-discussed topic in finance. I mean, we talk so much about investments and about different types of products and what's good and what's bad, but we very seldom talk about banks. And yet I meet person after person who's had really bad experiences, who pays really high fees. And when a bank charges you fees, we're usually not talking like an extra few dollars. I mean, you know, if you've experienced overdrafts before, that can be over $100 really fast, right? I mean, banks have incredible power. They're the folks that are holding the vast majority of wealth in this country. And so, because of that, it matters who you bank with. It really does matter. And so this segment is really interesting. A lot of banks right now are sending out offers saying, hey, if you come work with us, we'll give you a pretty large amount of money to open an account with us. You've gotten these in the mail. Maybe you've responded to one of these before. I'm going to talk about, should you respond to those? What should be the qualifications for a bank you choose to work with? And if you've been thinking about this before and have any questions about your situation, jump on my website. It's mylifeismore.com. Again, mylifeismore.com. You can ask any question. I will get back to you personally. But enjoy the show. Have you gotten those offers in the mail from your bank? So I've noticed they've been kicking up. I've gotten more and more of these. And then studies recently have shown really across the country that large banks and regional banks have shifted to a model of starting to offer these cash advances to say, why don't you come over and bank with us? And I'm sure you've gotten these, right? It used to be like $200. And now it's sometimes $300, $400. They've been as high as $500 just to transfer an account over to the bank. Now, there's some strings attached to that. It's not just come open an account, we'll send you $500, have a great day. The strings attached are usually you've got to either have a direct deposit going into that account, or you've got to have a certain balance in the account for a period of time. Right? Because in essence, what they're trying to do is pull you in and have, you know, become your new primary bank that you're direct depositing your check from every other week from work into. All right. And this totally makes sense. And that's just maybe good marketing, right? It's a lot of money. It's very tempting to move over. But let me just say this. We've talked about banks before. So banks drive me a little bit batty, especially big banks, because banks have fee problems, right? Banks have remarkable, crazy abilities to charge you fees on top of fees on top of fees, everything from overdraft fees, which are the worst ever, to wire fees, right? If you try to wire money out, to you don't have enough money in the account, so your balance is too low, fees for that. And if you're a business owner, you get transaction fees. There's all sorts of fees that banks find to charge you stupid amounts of money. And this is especially a problem at larger banks. They've become amazing at this. So whether you should move to a bank should have a lot more to do with the long-term relationship you're going to have with that bank than with the short-term offer they're putting out there. But these offers are getting so good that a lot of folks regularly talk to me saying, I'm thinking about changing banks because of this. So I just want to chat about this for a second. Okay, give you a little framework here. One of these banks is local to Atlanta, SunTrust, literally has admitted that they pay for these advanced programs, you know, saying, hey, we're going to give you $200, $300 to move over to our bank. They pay for it out of the fees they charge customers. Is that not ironic, right? It's kind of like your impending doom. We'll pay for this for you to come over, but trust us, we'll get you later, okay? Fees are an epidemic at banks, especially because banks often don't treat you like you matter once you're there over time. We see this with the crazy scandals that Wells Fargo's gone through in the last few years. You've probably seen this yourself. So I would say this, working with a bank that knows you, with people that will go out of their way to give you customer service, people that will use common sense. If you overdraft accidentally, I've had clients come in that accidentally overdraft and now they're charged tons of fees and the bank kind of throws up their hands and says, we're sorry, we can't help you. A bank that has common sense and says, hey, we see this was a mistake. How can we help you fix it? That is worth its weight in gold because this is your hard-earned money. So before you jump to a new bank because they offer you $200 or $300, please, please, please pause and think about the banking experience you really want. I've talked about a few banks on this show before that I've been impressed with. One large national bank is Ally Bank. Okay, they're all online. Some people hate that. But if you don't mind that, they charge really low fees. They're really reasonable. They're great to work with. They pay your ATM fees anywhere in the country. They're great. Okay. There's also local banks. I've talked about Vinings Bank numerous times. Small local Atlanta bank, same deal. Pay your fees, super reasonable. Again, the common thread here is they're actual humans wanting to do business with you. So I've had so many folks come to me talk about this. Is please, if you can find a great bank that's offering you $200 or $300 to come over, that's fine. But they know once they get you, they probably have you forever because it's so annoying to switch banks, switch your direct deposits, change your bill pay, right? Nobody does it because of that. So if you're going to make a change, do it for something far more valuable than $300. Do it for a true long-term relationship with a company that wants your money and actually gives you service for it. They want you as a customer. They want to treat you well, and they're going to listen to you when you have issues because that's where your bank really matters. Okay, that's my two cents. As much as the $200 is great, find a bank that actually cares about you. Again, Ally Bank, Vinings Bank, great options. There's a lot more good options. Feel free to jump on the website, mylifeismore.com, and talk about your banking experience with me. But don't jump from one bad experience to another just to get $200. Let's change the whole game here.